Well, the gun control debate is continuing in our country with efforts from the Democrats who have just introduced new bans on assault weapons. A lot of people feel it would go probably nowhere as this other legislation has in the past, mainly because there's a majority of people in this country that are not really in favor of much more gun control, including Democrats. But we're going to be talking today to John Lott, who is president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, about also the no-fly. There was an interesting controversy about those who are on the no-fly zone getting guns, and we're going to talk to him about that. John, good to have you with us.
Great to talk to you.
Yeah, this notion about the no-fly list, what's behind that? Is there more than what's being talked about, you think? Or?
Well, I mean, to be honest, I'm not really sure the Democrats are really serious about this, and I think it's just a PR move. I mean, surely it sounds bad to talk about no-fly list, but the thing that most people don't understand is how the list put together, how people get on the no-fly list. This isn't like people who've been convicted or been involuntarily committed, which is what currently prevents somebody from being able to go and buy a gun. In this case, you can end up on the no-fly list simply because somebody in the government wants to talk to you. The number of people on the no-fly list has gone up tenfold under the Obama administration. It's essentially been morphed into many other things than it was originally intended to go and do. But, you know, we have also a terror watch list, which is larger than the no-fly list. And there have been 2,000 people that have bought guns since 9/11 who have been on the terror watch list, but not one single person has been involved in any commission of a crime. And, you know, you've had lots of people on the no-fly list. Senator Ted Kennedy was on it 5 times. You've had congressmen, you've had reporters, you've had others that have gotten on it. You know, you can get on the no-fly list. One reporter got on it because he took a cruise with his wife that started in Turkey. He was following a story in Turkey and had arranged to take a cruise with his wife for her to meet him there and go on a cruise. And that was enough to be on the no-fly list. So, you know, this isn't really terrorists that are just being targeted. This is much broader type of thing there, and a lot of it's very subjective on who gets on the list.
Yeah, it's politically. There's more politics than you might imagine. Actually, I know somebody who has a very common name with someone who is in Ireland, and he's on that list. Never committed a crime in his life. So anyway.
I just give you an idea how useless this list is. Congressman Tom McClintock, who also has an Irish name, from California, he was on the no-fly list, had a heck of a time getting off of it, but he was still able to fly. And the reason why he was able to do that, he was told, just use your middle name when you go and you book the ticket. His middle name is Miller. And so rather than booking an airplane ticket as Tom McClintock, he ended up booking it as T. Miller McClintock, and that was enough to get around the no-fly list.
Wow.
So it's not, you know, the thing is, if somebody's really interested in terrorism, the notion that somehow they can't go under a false ID, it's just not very serious.
No, it really isn't. I want to talk about the whole broad case of gun control. I don't think anything's going to happen in 2016. It's an election year, and as I mentioned at the top of the segment, it seems to me as though there are a ton of Democrats that don't want it either anymore.
Right. Well, there's a number who don't. I mean, this so-called assault weapons ban that you referred to, even the New York Times just had a survey which showed that the majority of Americans are against having another assault weapons ban. We tried it from 1994 to 2004, and even research paid by the Clinton administration was unable to find a benefit. In Nevada, the one big battle that you guys are going to be having this next year is going to be the so-called expanded background check. Right now, you have to have a background check when there's any purchase or transfer of a gun through a federally license dealer. If you were to make a private transfer of a gun in Nevada, it doesn't have to go through background check. It's something that the president has called for each and every time that there's been one of these mass public shootings. So somebody should ask him one time to identify one single case that this law would have stopped, because it wouldn't have stopped any of them. In fact, the irony is, if you look at five of the last eight mass public shootings, they occurred in states that already had these expanded background checks. The last three being California, Colorado, and Oregon, all already have these laws. The reason why I think it's getting pushed is that it's just a way of making it more costly for law-abiding citizens to go and get guns. In New York and California, the expanded background check adds about $80 to the cost of transferring a gun. That may not stop you or I from being able to go and purchase a gun, but $80 is a pretty high tax and fee that you have to pay for that. And there's a number of people who may decide that it's just too much, particularly poor people, who my research indicates poor blacks who live in high-crime urban areas are the ones who benefit the most from having the option to protect themselves, will be the ones to be most likely priced out of being able to do that. And the interesting thing to me is I've convinced myself that Democrats really don't care about just getting this bill passed for its crime-reducing efforts. They are pushing it for this tax. And I'll give you a couple examples. In Colorado in 2013, when the expanded background check bill was passed there, there was an amendment put up on the bill to go and exempt people below the poverty level from having to pay the new state tax on transferring guns. With the exception of two pro-gun Democrats, every other single Democrat in the state legislature voted against exempting people below the poverty level from having to pay the new state tax. In Maryland, a similar amendment was tried, but since the Democrats controlled two-thirds of the House and Senate, they wouldn't even let the amendment come up for a vote. Wow. And, you know, how many taxes can you think of that Democrats would vote unanimously or virtually unanimously against exempting people below the poverty level from having to pay?
Yeah, that's something that does not come out in the media either. You haven't heard a word about that anywhere, really.
Well, no, yeah, the media doesn't talk about any of the costs of these background checks. Here's another problem with the expanded background checks. There's basically two other problems with it. One is the current background check system is a complete mess. About 99% of the people who are stopped from buying a gun are false positives. So, for example, you know, the president will frequently say things like, there have been 2.4 million prohibited or dangerous people that have been prevented from buying a gun because of the background check. That's simply false. What the correct terminology should be is that there have been 2.4 million initial denials. So let me give you an example. A minute ago, we talked about the no-fly list and how the late Senator Ted Kennedy was on it five times. Well, would we count that as five times we stopped a terrorist from flying? Presumably not. But that's the way they counted for these initial denials for purchasing guns. Anybody who is denied, even though they're virtually all false positives, is counted as stopping a dangerous person. But it's one thing to stop a felon. It's another thing to stop somebody who just has the same name as a felon, kind of like your friend who you were talking about before just had a name similar to somebody else.
That's right.
And that stopped him from being able to fly on a plane.
Really does.
And the other problem, the last problem with it is it can be used to put together registration of guns, because even though federally we're prohibited from making a national registration list, the government is, individual dealers have to keep all the forms that you fill out when you go and you purchase a gun. And so if you have forms for all purchases as well as all private transfers, after 5 or 10 years, the government would pretty much know who all the law-abiding people are who own guns. They're not going to know who the criminals are, but they'll know who the law-abiding citizens are. And the danger that some people are concerned about is that some future administration could simply require that all those forms be turned into the central government, and they would have an instant national registration list of all law-abiding citizens.
Yeah,
so those are three of the problems. There are others there, but
yeah,
unfortunately, those types of things never really get talked about with regard to the expanded background check.
No, they really don't. Well, John, thanks for talking to us. We're out of time. I want to give you your website, which is crimeresearch.org, and thanks so much for joining us today. Appreciate having you.
Thanks so much.